Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter number 19. I want to look at verse 17. The Bible says, Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mountain and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron, with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. And so Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. A way of escape when the worlds are shaken. The ways of escape when the worlds are shaken. We see here in the book of Exodus, and God's speaking to Moses. He's talking to God's man, and he begins to tell Moses to bring the people together and to prepare themselves. In the beginning of chapter 19, he said to sanctify themselves today. He said, because tomorrow I'm going to talk to you. Amen. I want to say, if we're ever going to hear from God, we're going to have to sanctify ourselves. You say, preacher, how do you do that? You set yourself aside, and you say, Lord God, I know who I am. I know my sin in my life, and I know those things that would so easily beset us. But Lord, I want to set myself aside. I want you to forgive me of sin, cleanse me, and make me fit to come into the presence of God where you can minister to my heart and I can receive of you what you have for me. And the Bible says that Moses done that, and he brought the people forth. I prayed God, hey, listen, they had to come God's way or God would have killed them. Amen. I want to say God still got a way. Jesus is that way. He's that way of escape. And if any man, one boy or girl is going to come before God, they got to come God's way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He got to come by. We can't change who God is. God wants to change who we are. Amen. What are you saying? We can't domesticate God. Amen. We can't bring him. We can't say, a lot of people say, well, God's just just like us, only just a little higher. I want to say God is not like us. God Almighty is God. He's the only one that is like him. And if we're going to approach him, what he teaches here in the book of Exodus, that we got to come to him on his terms. Amen. We got to come his holy way. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we can't come before God with our sins unless we're coming as sinners to ask forgiveness. In repentance, to ask God to forgive us our sins and save us, praise God, by His marvelous grace. And it's that grace, praise God, that makes us free. It's that by grace are we saved through faith that God Almighty gives us today so we can come up to the throne of grace and get help from God. I don't know about you, but I believe I need help more today than I ever have. We need help more today than we ever had. And as the worlds are falling in, as the worlds are shaking all around us, the worlds are quivering all around us from the chaos and the confusion. Praise God. I'm glad that there's a God of heaven that's still the same as He's always been. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows what we're going through. Praise God. He is the God of peace and a God of hope. Praise God today. You say, preacher, how do we get that? Amen. We got it. How do we give it to others? Praise God. But just letting it be ministered through us. Let people see the goodness of God and the hope and the faith that we have in Him. Amen. That's what Moses was doing. He was trying to dictate to the people, praise God, a higher and a holier way. And he told the people, said, we can't approach unto God. If we're going to come to God, we got to come on His terms. Because He's high and holy, praise God, and we got to come with a holy attitude. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter number 10, remember the story of Aaron and his two sons? They come before God. The Bible said they come with straight to a strange fire. In Leviticus chapter 10 and verse number 1, he said, And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense therein and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. You say, preacher, what? That's awful. What happened? They brought fire before God, a strange fire, a fire that God didn't ask for. I pray God, they come in a time when God wasn't asking them to come, and pray God, God consumed them with a fire. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. Praise the Lord. He is a strong fire from heaven. He descended down off the mount in the fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the power of His smoke that come down, praise God, in before Him. And in Hebrews chapter 10:31 said, is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, we need to do things God's way. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to do, what is that? It's according to what God says in His blessed holy right. God gave us a road map, praise God, to get us from here to yonder. And we need to just follow the map. Amen. We need to quit trying to take detours and get around God. Praise God, we need to take the road, praise God, the road map that'll lead us through God. Amen. I know that's not popular preaching today. People don't want to hear that. But praise God, I'm glad that's the way it is. We can't be bringing up strange fire before God. Praise God, He'll consume us with the fire, fire of His power. Amen. But God spoke to him, and He spoke to Aaron. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, Aaron held his peace. He could have mourned and wept and complained to God. But you know what? Aaron didn't. Moses told him, said, you just be quiet and listen. Hey, man, if we're going to do anything before God, if we're going to come into His presence, we have to come His way. We live in a day and hour. We want to chew and pop our blow our blow glum and pop our gum and just come nonchalantly before God and think everything's going to be all right. I won't say today we need to come with a humble and a reverent spirit, knowing that He is God and we're not. We can't domesticate Him and bring Him down to us, but we've got to thrive and live and go to be with Him where He is. Amen. In our spiritual life, in our real life, praise God, we need to walk with God. We need to seek Him. Praise God. Amen. All the days of our life, we have to try and strive to get closer to Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God has provided us a way of escape, a way out of when the world's a shaking around us. Now I know this COVID-19, but I want to say it shouldn't be the greatest thing, the greatest fear that we have. Amen. Did you hear what I said? COVID-19 should not be the greatest fear that we have in this world. Praise God. Let me tell you what the greatest fear is, that we miss the will of God, or even worse, we reject the plan that God has and the mercy He has for us, and we miss heaven. That's the greatest tragedy that we could ever face in humanity, as humankind. Amen. It's to miss God. God has provided us a plan of escape. God has provided us a course of which to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I just say something? There's a virus in this world that's a whole lot worse than COVID-19. Amen. There's a virus in this world that's a whole lot worse. It's called a sin virus. And this sin virus, it's universal. It's everywhere. And I want to tell you something about this sin virus. There's no man that's got an antidote. There's no man that'll have a cure. There's no man that'll ever be able to get this and take this out of the way. It's here, praise God. There's never been and never will be a human cure for sin sickness, for this sin virus. What we need today, youngins, in the moment, hour that we live, we need that blessed assurance of hope. We need that blessed assurance of peace. We need that blessed assurance, praise God. And where are we going to get it? What do we need it? Where are we going to get it from? I want to tell you what we need today. We need God. Amen. We need God Almighty, praise God. We need to accept Him. We need to invite Him into our hearts. We need to make Him the biggest part of our lives. Amen. He makes that difference. So how do we do it? We come to Him in an acceptable way. Amen. We come to God on His terms, not ours. Amen. You say, I hear it all the time. Well, preacher, I'd go to church. I'd do this. I'd do that, but. And then they go to setting out their terms and on how they're going to get in. Let me tell you, you can't set terms with God. God is the terms. Amen. We come to God in spirit and truth, praise God, of trust and believing that He is, praise God, and He's not a respecter of persons, but He come to seek and to save all that was lost. Amen. Ain't you glad He was? Praise God. But the Bible tells us here that at God of heaven, Moses tells us here, the Bible tells us here that God Almighty, He gave, there was a time when there was two great earthquakes. Amen. When there was a ground-shaking experience like it's never been. And the first one, praise God, that we can see the touch of God in, praise God, a teachable spirit shows us, amen, the very touch of God, the hands of God coming to a world, coming to a people, coming to me and you, coming to a place near us, praise God, when God Almighty began to the voice of His Word, praise God, began to speak on Mount Sinai, and the ground began to shake, glory, hallelujah, as the moral law was extended down from heaven to earth. Praise God, God told us, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but praise God, He said, let me tell you, I am the way that's right to man. And God said, I'll bless your heart, and I'll help you. He said, I'll undergird you. I'll lift you up, praise God. And if you get so weary, and you get so wore out, you can't go, He said, I'll, glory, hallelujah, He said, I'll scoop you up in my heart, and I'll carry you a while. Amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad we serve a God? Praise God, it's able to keep us on the right path. And when we get the feeble and get the stumbling, praise God, He can pick us up and carry us a while. Amen. Have you ever felt that hand of God? That arm of God just reach around you. Amen. And just kind of lift you up. Amen. Kind of start carrying you a little ways. You've been through adversity. You've been through conflict. You've been through trials. You've been through hardship. You've been through disappointments. Praise God, God Almighty. Hey, praise God, He comes to where you are. And He reaches down that loving arm. Picks you up in that loving hand. Embraces you in the loving heart of God. And helps you along your way. Amen. God reached down from heaven with the moral law, praise God, and began to bless the people. His power and His authority, praise God, was ministered on the spot. Amen. He didn't have to call out like you do Chinese food and get it from somewhere else and not even knowing whether or not it'd be bow wow or meow meow. Amen. God Almighty brought it with Him from the portals of glory, and He brought His mortal law down to men. Praise God, He said, I'm going to circumvent you round about, praise God, with the authority and the power of Almighty God. Now He said they can only come up so close to the foot of the mountain. And if they got to get any closer than that on their own, they're going to be smitten. Amen. But praise God, He said, hey, listen, He said, He told Moses and Aaron, He said, hey, listen, I want you fellas to come up. And said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to fill you in plumb full. Amen. And said, I want you to go back and I just want to pour it out, praise God, so that everybody can get a little bit of it. Praise the Lord. So God's setting this thing up. God is that smoke. God is that power. Praise God. He said, I don't want anybody to perish. He said, I want this thing to be done right and in order. Amen. So God begins to make a plan. God begins to give a moral law. He begins to show His power, His authority, praise God. And the mountain, the Bible said, Mount Sinai, began to tremble and shake. Amen. I'm talking about that great mountain over there, about one of the greatest mountains. Praise God, it began to shake. I pray in the very presence of God. It was as if that mountain, praise God, Justin, was trying to shout out, was trying to let the word out. Praise God. Hey, listen, this is God Almighty. There's a way that seems right. And we need to bow. We need to worship Him. It was at the mountain, was trying to shout out, praise God, praise God. Amen. I want to pray. I want to shout out today. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, praise God. See this first, the earthquake. Mount Sinai, as it began to shake. Amen. Shaking things up. But I want to say it's a few centuries long, rocking along a few centuries down the road. There was another mountaintop experience. There was another earthquake, earth-shaking experience. And it was called Mount Calvary. Amen. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 27, He said, and behold, the veil of the temple, verse 51, was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. Praise God. And when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this is the Son of God. Glory, hallelujah. The second earthquake, and praise God, it took place was on Mount Calvary. Glory, hallelujah. When God Almighty, he reached up, got that veil, that thing's that thick, it's a foot thick or better, praise God. And he reached and got that thing from the top. He didn't get it from the bottom, he got it from the top. I pray God, he rent it from heaven, I praise God, down to earth. Anything we receive, any help we get, it'll be from heaven down to us. It won't be, well, glory, it won't be from us up to him. Praise his holy name, Brother Kevin. It's going to be a gift from God. Amen. God administered such force on that veil that when he began to rip it from the top to the bottom to make a way so that you and I could come before the throne of grace, glory, hallelujah, it shook the whole earth. Amen. A great earthquake, earth-shaking experience that took place at Mount Calvary. Praise his holy name. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 12, amen, that wrath of God was fulfilled. It was appeased. I see that earthquaking experience. It sent terror through these people that was there. Amen. Them people that was there, they said, this has to be God. That had to be the Son of God. Unbelievers became believers at the shaking of God. Amen. Ain't it sad? Sometimes God's got to get a hold of us and shake us to get our attention. Amen. Hey, I don't ever want God to have to get a hold of me and shake me to get my attention. How about you? You say, preacher, I know, praise God, I've been there. I've done that. And it's not a good thing. Praise God, I'd rather have God Almighty in my heart. Praise God, love Him. Try my best to serve Him the best I can. I'm going to mess up. The best you can do, you're going to mess up. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven through earthquake and earth-shaking experiences. Praise God, help us to see, praise God, His power and His might and His authority in your life and mine. God wants authority. He wants His authority to be known, praise God. That's why He'd say in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 25, He said, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, speaking of Jesus, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Amen. Don't turn away the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Invite him in. Amen. Never push away God. Never grieve the Holy Spirit. Invite it in. Welcome it in. You say, preacher, these things in my life, praise God, get rid of them. Amen. If there's anything in our life, keep us from having a right relationship with God, get rid of it. Chunk it. It's no good. So preacher, I really enjoy that. Yeah, you do. The flesh enjoys a lot of things. But if it's going to hinder our relationship with God, we better listen to God. Amen. His voice then shook the earth. Verse 26, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Verse 29, for God is a consuming fire. Amen. He said, listen, so there's some things that's been shaken. There's some things that's shaken up. Praise God. But the wrath of God was appeased on Mount Calvary over 2,000 years ago. I will say, listen to me, unbelievers, praise God, they'll live forever in the judgment of their sin. Forever and ever, praise God, in the judgment of sin. But I want to say, glory, hallelujah, a believer will live now and forever, praise God, in the grace and mercy of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. I'd a whole lot rather the grace and mercy of Calvary. But we apply to our God. God applies, puts on our account from the portals of glory. Amen. I'd rather have that than anything. You say, preacher, what makes the difference? God makes the difference. God, listen, young, God has made us some promises. Amen. And we just reach out and get a hold of a few of them promises. Praise God. Just hold on for dear life. Because God will, He will honor His promises. Amen. A way of escape. When the whole world's a shaking, God's promises. Romans chapter 8, 1 and verse 8. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Promises of God. John 3:36, He said, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and await for the Son of God, Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. God is, what did he say? For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10 said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together. I like that right there. I got a hold of that the other day. I had me spell. We'll live together, praise God, with Him. Ain't you glad, praise God, we've got a promise. Every one of us that's born again, we're called brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to live together, praise God, with Him. You say, preacher, I don't like some of these people in the church. Praise God, you're going to have had a hard time in heaven, praise God, because we're going to all be together in heaven. Amen. Just got to learn to love each other. You say, preacher, I don't know how to do that. Praise God. Learn to love Jesus. Love of God, praise God. Love the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, shed abroad in your heart, and you'll begin to love one another. Amen. Romans 5:9, he says, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath, what? Through Him. Amen. So that's why we'll not come in condemnation. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Bible says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Praise God, they was a curse. We're under the curse. But praise God, they was a God-man, and His name was Jesus. He come to where we was when we couldn't get to Him, and He saved us by His marvelous grace. It's through His blood, praise God, that we've been healed. Praise His holy name. Thank God. Say, preacher, what makes the difference? Jesus makes the difference. Amen. Jesus is the difference. You say, well, how do we avoid that curse? How do we get out from under that curse? That law is holding us down. That's holding us back. How do we get out from under us? Praise God, we run to the one that's already been through the fire, the one that already knows where we're at, the one that already paid the price of sin. Praise be to God. And He sets us free. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Have you ever watched Westerns? Did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie? They go out there, and them pioneers go out, and they go out there, and they build them one of them little mud huts. Because that's a lot of places, there's not a whole lot of trees. So they build them little mud huts, Brother Junior, and they get it out there. But what they do, they get to looking around, and everybody knows that out there in the prairie, if there's a lightning strike or somebody don't get their fire put out good and one of them embers blows out, it'll set that brush, that sagebrush, that stuff on fire, and just as fast as the wind will go, it'll sweep through. So what happens? They get out there, they set them up a place, they get their house, they get their barn, they get their corral, they get it set up, and what they do, they catch a good calm day. I pray God, when things is nice and calm, when there's not a whole lot of breeze blowing, and they set controlled fires. Amen. They do what they call controlled burns. And they burn all that junk around the house, and they burn out junk around the barn, and junk around the corral, and they burn it back away so there's nothing left to burn. Praise God. Then you know what they do? They live inside the burned out place. They live there. Hey, glory, hallelujah, sis. They live where the fire's already been. I won't say the fire of God, the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus Christ, our Savior. Get a hold of that. Praise God.
When you come to Him, when you live in Him, when you live where He's out, praise God, you're living in that burned out place where the fire's already burned. It can't get to you, praise God, because you have to go through Him. Amen. He's already paid the price. Amen. So that you and I can live on hallowed ground in the presence of the Lord. Don't let the devil steal that from you. Amen. Get to that place where the fire's already been. Amen. Where it's burned out, where it's cleared out. Because God knows His power is to control, to contain, to keep us, to bring us to His Son. And His Son offers that place of protection. You know, man, humanity's in this world that we live throughout the ages, they've got great big ideas. And at times man has come to the place that they think they're great as great as God. I remember of a story of a great big boat as some men got together and built. It was called the Titanic. You remember that? And they got that thing out there, and hey, listen, those passengers gathered up. They say there's over 1,500 passengers on that ship, on that vessel. And it went out on its maiden voyage, first time out. I believe I'd have gave a heads up when they got it out there, and a bunch of old winos got out there, began to take wine bottles and break them on the hull and christen it. Amen. This, that, and the other. I believe I'd have got my luggage, and I said, all right, young day. And when that one stood up and said, God Himself can't sink this boat, I'd have gathered up my junk, praise God, and I'd have went to the house. Amen. But they said that ship got out on some it's first run. Praise God, and says as it's going out through there. Now history tells us word went out, said, listen, said, you need to defer from the path. There may be some iceberg. It seems like there's some big iceberg that's broke off. You may want to defer your path. But you know what man said? Man said, hey, listen, we're in a boat that can't be sunk. Praise God. We're not afraid of a little old obstacle in the way. Praise God. I won't say God Almighty. I wonder, was it man's error that sunk that boat, or was it the judgment of God? Amen. Man's error. Amen. I'll tell you what their error was. They didn't listen to God. Amen. We begin to think that we can do anything that's greater than Him. We're fools. We fooled ourselves. But they got out there, and of course, you know the story, the Paul Harvey version. They run into that iceberg. That hull, supposed to be 3 foot thick, nothing could get through it. And praise God, it cut a hole right slap through the side of it. And that, you know what happened then? That great big old boat, they said that God Himself couldn't sink. Now let me just say this. The same God that could sink it was the same God that could save it. Amen. Amen. The same God that could sink it is the same God that could save it. But you know the Paul Harvey version. They said in Liverpool, England, that the people back there, they put up two great big billboards, Brother Jeff. Two big old cardboard posters, one on this side, and they put one up on this side in Liverpool, England. And they had messenger that would run back and forth. And on one side it said, those that's known to be saved. On the other side, the other sign over here, Brother Junior, it said, those that are known to be lost. And that messenger, every time he would come, people would gather together and they would watch diligently to see which side he would go to. Whether it was those known to be saved or those known to be lost. Let me tell you something about that ship. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God Almighty, on that ship, over 1,500 people, passengers. They was first class. They was second class. They was third class. They were stewards that took care of the cabins and emptied the bedpans. And they was the captain and the crew. They was rich. They was poor. I want to tell you, when that thing started taking on water, they was only two categories. They was those that would be saved and those that would be lost. Amen. And as that boat began to sink, that boat began to take on water. And as those classes get together and they was in competition, they was fighting for the lifeboats. It wasn't enough. Because this ship couldn't, but God couldn't sink his ship. Amen. So we don't. If we think we're in control, pray God, we don't have to make any kind of arrangements for when we lose control. Amen. But I'm saying we better let God be in control today, because when it's all said and done, they was two categories. They was those that was saved, and they was those that was lost. Amen. When it's all said and done, the way of escape is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And when the messenger comes, praise God, he comes and he goes, and we watch to see whether he'll go to the known to be saved or known to be lost. Which one is he going to fill out? Which side is their name going to go? Can you imagine those families standing there as they're sitting anxiously waiting to get some kind of news? Any kind of news. So that they can know, so that they can get closure. And they watch to see which side that messenger will go to. Can you imagine how sad it'd be when they go to that side where known to be lost, and he begins to write those names that were lost. God help. But boy, what rejoicing. What rejoicing when they see that name, that messenger comes, he goes to that side, known to be saved. He begins to write those names. Then they begin to gather up and say, praise God, they'll be here, they'll be meeting us somewhere. And they get excited about that meeting, that reunion of those that are saved. Because Jesus has made a way of escape. Jesus, praise God, is that way of escape. When the worlds are shaking around us, there is a way. And God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is that way. It don't matter the class a person, don't know if you're first class, second class, there's no classes with God, they's just saved and lost. Amen. Saved and lost. Known to be saved, those that's saved and those that's lost. Or we could say it like this. There's a heaven and there's a hell. Amen. What side? It depends on what side our name's written down on. Whether we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin, or we've denied and rejected Him and had our name written with those that are lost on our way to hell. Jesus Christ said, I give you the words, I give you the wisdom to make that choice. Youngins, I'm going to tell you this morning, it's our choice to make. Jesus loves us. He won't push Himself on us, but He'll offer Himself to us. Amen. He said, I've already been through the fire. There's a safe spot here where the fires of hell can't touch you. So I've already been through the troubled waters, praise God, and I've come across, and I've walked on them. Amen. To come to where you are, if you'll come to me. Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on His name. Amen. Praise God. The way of escape is to believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and He don't have an eraser. He writes it in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. And writes our name in the place, praise God, those that are known to be saved. See, God's got excellent records. He knows those that receive. See, there's a lot of hypocrites in the world. We was talking Sunday school, I told Brother Scott, that said a hypocrite in Hebrew, in the Greek, that means a one that wears a mask. A put-on, an actor. God said, there's a whole lot of actors in there, in the world. But pray God, those that truly have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, John says, but that have believed on His name. He said, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on His name. He said, those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, become the sons of God. Our name's written, praise God, on those that are known to be saved. The question is, who knows it? Who knows? Everybody around us ought to know it. Or tell everybody we know, praise God, I'm glad I'm saved. That I know the Lord Jesus Christ. But the most important thing is that God knows that we're saved. God knows that we love Him. Praise God, we're looking for Him. Praise God, we're anticipating being with Him someday on the other side of glory. Amen. But walking with Him now while we have the opportunity to be called a child of the king. Amen.